Hello. Well, I'm back. I'm back with the whole flute story for you. If you're interested, I would love to tell you. When I first got my first flute, I mean, I was so mesmerized by this flute that I just couldn't stop playing it. Well, at that time, I had my business. I had a school, a multimedia school, and I had to go to a school owners conference up in Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe is up in Northern California, Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Is that Nevada there? Lake Tahoe, Nevada, Lake Tahoe, California. I think there's a border. I think North Tahoe is in Nevada, something like that. Anyway, it's up in the mountains, and it's a very awesome place. So I went there for my week-long conference and learned a lot of stuff about owning a school. But that's not what I want to talk about today. What I did is I brought my flute. I was by myself. I think it was the first time my husband didn't come with me on a trip like this. He just wanted to stay home. And so I rented a car in Nevada when I landed, in Reno, Nevada. When I landed from the airplane, I rented a Mustang with the top down. I was like having such a great time. I drove up to Lake Tahoe in this convertible, and it was awesome. I had the music blasting. In fact, I think I blew out a speaker or two as I drove up the mountains. This beautiful, beautiful week. It was a beautiful day. It was so fun. Beautiful. Huge trees everywhere. So I drove up this mountain and had a great time. And I went to the class, like I said, and learned a lot of stuff. Well, now I had planned on spending the weekend up there, because before, my husband and I had went to a place called Lily Lake, and it was so awesome. We got there kind of late, but we just sat on the side of this lake that was surrounded by little mountains, or I don't know what you call something between a hill and a mountain, but the lake was fairly big. I think you could probably find it on the map, Lily Lake in Nevada or California, up by Lake Tahoe. But anyway, so we got there and we just kind of sat and looked over the lake, but then we decided it was getting dark and we better go. And it was someplace I wanted to revisit. So I thought, I'll just go up there myself, set out in this little adventure of my own. Well, at that time I was very busy businesswoman, so I brought my laptop with me and my flute. Because when I was there before, I thought, boy, listen to the echo at this place. It was beautiful echo. But I hadn't brought my flute then. And I'm very shy of playing the flute in front of anybody that's actually got eyes that could be looking at me. So here I was. I drove up this like crickety old road to get to the top of the hill where, I went past another lake too, I remember that, and horses, and it was a small road, and it got smaller and smaller, and then it got tricky to drive up. So I got up to Lily Lake, got out my laptop, because I had planned on, after that whole week of inspiration for my business, is to go sit out there in the woods, and then have the lake by me, and then just work on some projects that I'd work on. I love to do that, just be out in the woods like that, and then typing up stuff for my business on my laptop. So I went out there and I thought, now if I ever find a place here, I'll play the flute, but I don't want people around. And there was some people. It's just like there was too many people there this time. There wasn't that many people last time, probably because we got there later. So I sat and I worked pretty much all day, and then I'd walk a little bit and look for a place I could play because I wanted it to echo, but I didn't want anybody to see me. That's so silly now that I look back. Finally, after the whole day, and I typed up a bunch of stuff on my laptop, I gathered everything together, and I started to walk back, and I looked back at the little parking lot that was up there, and there's nobody in the parking lot. There was nobody to be seen anywhere. It was just peaceful, quiet, birds sounding in the background. And as I looked across the lake, I saw a guy on a boat, and he was Was there one or two guys? Now I don't remember now. Forget my own story. But this guy was on the boat, and he was way on the other side of the lake. So I thought, well, that's okay. Because even if he hears me playing the flute, by the time he got back to me, I'd be gone. So he was like way over there, and I thought, okay, well, just play and do it. So I started to play. I started to play the flute, and it echoed. It echoed everywhere. I wish I could make it echo here for you right now, but I'm not playing into the computer where you could make it echo by clicking on the audio sound, but here's how it echoed. I mean, here's how it sounded. So I went on and I played on and on and on for a good 5 or 10 minutes. And I just played one song after another. And I got my full of playing in an echoey place. The sound just reverberated over the little lily lake there. And I just think that that guy in that boat was having such a great time. And he didn't really need to see me playing. It was just a matter of listening. So I finished. I played the last note. And as soon as I stopped playing the last note, I heard lots of clapping. Everybody was clapping. I turned around, and there was a whole bunch of Japanese tourists. They had been sitting there listening to me. I don't know where they came from. There was no cars in the parking structure. They were all clapping, and they're going, bending over and go, oh, very nice, very nice. What's going on? Oh my God. I go, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I just like kind of made a beeline to my car. They were being very nice, and you know, I just got all scared and shy. Oh my God. Such a funny story. To me, it was silly how people kind of hide when they just want to be having a good time. Not people, but me. I'm just talking about me. Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do, you know. That was very nice of them, and I could have just stayed there and said thank you right into their face instead of taking off, but dang, that scared the hell out of me. So that's my story of Lily Mountain, or Lily Lake, I mean, the Lily Lake story. I got back in the car. I was heading back. I had to play at that moment anyway because it was starting to get dark. So I went back and I got in the car fast, and then I kind of like made a beeline out of there. But as I was going to down this kind of a rough road, I noticed all these beautiful horses off to the side, and I stopped and I played a little bit there right by the horse, but it didn't echo, but it was just right there. And the horse just sat there and looked at me with those big eyes. I mean, it didn't sit there, it stood there, looked at me with the big eyes, and I thought, well, the horse isn't even moving away. It likes my playing. I thought, that was nice. It was calming the beast, I guess. I got back in the car, and now it's dark, and I'm up riding on this road, and I was getting kind of scared. It was so dark, because when it's dark in the mountains, it's really dark. It was a dark night. And finally I got to the main road and went back to my place, and I had this wonderful feeling just that came over me. It's like, wow, what a wonderful day that was. It was absolutely a beautiful, wonderful day. Well, thanks for listening.